Hi, this is Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, and now is the time to support KALW. This is our spring membership drive, and we are asking for your support at KALW.org. Click the Donate Now button. Now, enjoy what we have to say.
Welcome back to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. As you've heard, KALW's new podcast, The Stoop, talks about what it means to be Black today. And when we talk about Black people in the U.S., we're not only talking about African Americans. African immigrants are also part of the Black social fabric in this country, people like myself. And like our next guest, Makleet Hedero. She is an Ethiopian-American musician, singer, songwriter, and composer, and she just released her third solo album. Makleet Hedero joins me in studio.
I grew up in a house that was very Ethiopian, but I grew up surrounded by American culture. And so both of those things have deeply informed who I am. And so for me, I feel that music is a very natural outpouring of what is inside of you. And when music is made from a place of truth, it ends up reflecting who you are. So that's how I grew up, that's who I am, and so that's the music that I make. Mm.
So one song you produced like a video for as well, celebrates the Afro.
Yes.
And you wear an Afro.
I sure do.
Beautifully. In fact, the song is called I Like Your Afro.
Yes.
You sing it in Amharic.
Yes.
So let's take a listen. Okay, so kamakam, is that right?
Kamakam.
Kamakam.
Mm-hmm.
What does kamakam mean, and why did you make the song?
It's a folk song. It's a folk song from the countryside. It's like a deep countryside folk song about a lover with the perfect afro. And when I heard it, I was like, I have to do this. It's not even a question. I mean, first of all, because I loved that it was a deep countryside folk song, meaning like, this has been around and we have been loving us for a long time, and let's celebrate that. And then also I felt like it was a way to call in Ethiopian culture in a way that would be relevant and heard and felt across the African diaspora.
I remember talking to you after your first album dropped on a day like this.
7 years ago.
Yeah, time flies. And I remember listening to Abay Mado, and you told me it wasn't easy for you to sing in Amharic.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, 7 years later, is it easier? How do you feel about it now?
It's a lot easier. It's so much easier. First of all, my Amharic is better. So that's good. I'm still not fluent, but my Amharic is better. Mm. There's just something that I've settled into in the way that Amarinya uses sound. And so it has gotten just a lot easier.
I was listening to your TED Talk and you talking about the everyday sounds that influence music. And here that is.
When I was standing in front of the stove cooking lentils, and it was late one night and it was time to stir, so I lifted the lid off the cooking pot and I placed it onto the kitchen counter next to me, and it started to roll back and forth, making this sound. And it stopped me cold. I thought, what a weird, cool swing that cooking pan lid has.
Tell us about that cooking pan lid.
Well, you know, that cooking pan lid has gotten a lot of resonance, let's say. And it was just a really cool rhythm. I was like, I need to record that, and then it became the rhythm for the whole first half of the song.
Long, long, now, long.
show. Oh, pray in Scarpo. Seeds that scatter. Song that shade.
That was the song This Was Made Here by my guest Macleet Hedero. This is a special edition of Cross Currents brought to you by the new KALW podcast, The Stoop.
This was made here.
Hedero is a singer, composer, TED fellow, and she calls herself a cultural instigator too, right?
That's right.
That's what you called yourself as well. That, hey, you said it, not me.
Oh, yeah.
She's releasing her third solo album in June. It's called When the People Move, the Music Moves Too.